second half.
Oh,
by the way, this week's fine show is sponsored by Jeff's Guitar Clinic. And if you go to like jeffsguitar.com, he sent me a message yesterday. I went and watched the video of his store. Man, was that a nice video. Beautiful guitars of all kinds in there, you know, classical, electric, vintage, and he does lessons. And I've never driven to his store, and I was listening to music last night, and I'm like, you know, I could be like just the guy that plays like the bass or something. Maybe I can learn how to play the bass. So I'm going to talk to him about that. But yes, thanks again, Jeff, for sponsoring this show. And getting back to these Republicans, this is the crime of the century in Wisconsin, is this not taking the expansion of Medicare. Okay, and I'll tell you why. I mean, here's the bill, that short-term health insurance. Okay, that's kind of like that term life insurance where you put into it 10 or 15 years and you don't die. But then it's no good after that. All that money's gone, okay? So,
right.
And that's what this bill essentially is. I mean, short-term health plans, which are typically cheaper than regular insurance, because they don't have to meet many requirements of the Affordable Care Act, could last up to 3 years in Wisconsin instead of 18 months under a bill to be debated Wednesday. The measure, this was this week, right? And again, we already know they voted down the expansion and $1.6 billion pouring into the state of Wisconsin to make it happen. And instead, they want people to listen to this. The measure would align the state with federal regulations approved in 2018 by former president and traitor insurrectionist Donald Trump and his administration, and provide more flexibility to people needing transitional health coverage, said sponsor Senator Dale Kuyanga, Republican of Brookfield. And he's talking about these are individuals that have, you know, they're in between their jobs. And again, it's that term thing. But what people don't understand is it doesn't cover hardly anything. Like, it wouldn't cover my condition at all. Oh, cancer, pre-existing. Sorry, dude. Tens of thousands of dollars or else. I mean, how else can you just not look at that and say that not only do Republicans not care if you live or die, but they want you to suffer while you're here. And I know that for a fact from Robin Voss. I mean, I wish more people would get involved and just go watch this stuff, especially if you got time. You're a boomer like me, and I can't believe I'm a boomer. I've never really, I've always heard about boomers. I'm like, yeah, those old, you know, stay in town, never go anywhere guys, you know, their whole life. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm part of the boomer generation. But, I know a lot of people that are older than me that are way cooler than I am and have way more wisdom and experience and knowledge about, you know, how to be a good human being. But that's who I take my example from, hopefully. Not from these clowns we're watching. Really, Beaver Dam born Mark Bourne, who's now like, you know, the guy on the Joint Finance Committee, looked like a fool talking about this stuff and healthcare. He's clueless. All he's doing is what he's being told to do. And you don't get that position within the Republicans by having a spine. That's who they give that to the jelly people. I do remember when they used to have people with a spine, but they were like mean and vindictive. But these guys are just like slugs. Just slugs sitting on a bench. They don't even have a shell. At least a snail has a shell. I don't know what to say anymore. There's just so many people that could do something to make this better. And it starts with you, right? Or me, as I say. When I wake up every morning and I look at the world and I'm going, what can I do to shake this up a little bit? So, and it is fun. It's like, you know, the same people that whine about sport would love this stuff. It's way better than sport. You don't even have to be in really great condition. Your mind should be a little bit. You could come in there with, you know, some kind of physical limitation and a wheelchair, crutches, whatever, and you stand up taller than any of these Republican legislators. It's horrible. I saw them coming out of the Capitol, and I'm watching these lobbyists, and, you know, you pretty much have an idea what they're about when they're laughing and they're dressed nice, and now they're going to go across the street to one of the few fine restaurants that might still be open, but they'll go, right, maskless, until they get in there, and then that happens. But I looked at them, and I'm like, Trump lost. And they looked at me stunned, and then, of course, they had to laugh because he did lose. Unless you're, you know, Ron Johnson or some of the other idiots that want to keep this lie going, because they're planning another insurrection. There's stuff going on. They're finding guys with bullets and guns and bombs and stuff. Trust me, the FBI is on top of this, especially now that Trump's not in office. Do we have a caller?
Hey, we do. Carolyn, she's got an idea for you.
Oh, Carolyn, I need ideas. Mine are a little flat today.
Yeah, okay, let's see. There was a rumor that somebody proposed that Republicans can't propose or vote for any kind of voting legislation unless they first volunteered for a whole election at the polls. They volunteered at the polls like the rest of us do. And then they, you know, something like that.
Well, you know, we did see Robin Voss,
with,
right?
Volunteer with be citizen scientists before they make stupid rules about wolves or something, you know?
Yep.
Okay, did you read that wolves, where wolves are prevalent, deer and auto crashes diminished by at least 24%.
Wow.
Because wolves like to travel on the roadsides. You know, they like...
Oh, yeah, and so the deer are a little more scarce on the road.
Yeah.
And then the ones that do get hit, we've got so many vultures in this state, just like the Republican legislature, that are there to eat up... I mean, I've never seen so many vultures. Inside and outside the Capitol. Thank you, Carolyn.
Right.
Thank you so much for calling and listening, and we're back again next week. Oh, by the way... This great show is followed by the second fastest hour in radio on Saturday, and Dom and Crude will be on location up north with Kirk Bangstad, right?
Yeah, that's happening. We're pulling it off.
Well, I wanted to get that out before I forget, because, you know, my show could be canceled at any point here. But it is the second fastest hour.
Right.
And good thing they'll have Kirk on there. So yeah, I wonder, they didn't have a show on Friday. Do you think they stayed in Beaver Dam? In Beaver Borns territory, and then now they're heading north. You guys are having a good week. I tried to call in, and you know what? It was a repeat, but that's okay. They've done so much work. We'll give them a break. Who's next?
Up next is Joe from Stevens Point.
Joe, my brother from up north. What are you doing?
Oh, man. Well, I'm actually 2,000 miles away down here in Tucson, to be quite honest.
Oh, you're down there in the desert.
Yeah, you bet. But, yeah, you know, that was some great information Carolyn brought to the table. I didn't realize that.
Well, yep. How do you combat crazy? How about with rationale?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, it's so crushing to watch this go on. But, you know, I think, man, oh, man, you know, this worm is turning. You know, I wanted to run this past you and see what you thought, past your sniffer. I'm thinking
I got a big
Joe
sniffer,
Biden.
Joe. A big sniffer. Thank you.
Well, you know what? I was just going to say, though, I think Joe Biden's eaten some losses here, but reveling in it, because it does make them look super scandalous. But I think he's, like, plowing the road for, like, taking on Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, Mark Warner. He has to do something, but he's got to come big sooner or later. But I think he's got to eat some losses first, and then he'll go heavy. At least I'm keeping my, my hopes, aligned with that. And, you know, that for him to also let the, George Floyd a year after his death, and, you know, by his own self-imposed timing, he let that day go by. And I heard the ACLU a phone call that they were in with Joe Biden administration, and they purposely wrote that bill with executive action signing statements for like big stuff, like national data registry for rogue cops and things like that. And he's sitting around, and you know, he's not rescheduling marijuana. He's not pushing for the, and I don't even like the terminology of $15 an hour. That is the stupidest argument I have ever heard in my life, to put a number on something, and then it's like giving the Republicans everything they ever need. Because how many times do you ever, well, why isn't it a $75 an hour minimum wage? Why isn't it 100? Everything goes into this absurdity.
Oh, that's a good point, though. Why isn't it 75 or 100 for the people that work and little or nothing for the people that sit at the top doing not a damn thing all day, Joe?
Well, Mike, my problem with that is, though, when they get the option of saying, like, okay, go ahead, Joe and Mike, put a number on it, and they just get to waltz for free. If we said, well, living wage, and you take all these measurements. I mean, Wall Street does it every day. We have that's how the deal works. And but if we're not doing a living wage and saying you got to pay it, but this is part of the Democratic identity crisis that's going on.
Gotta go, Joe. I'll pick up when I come back from what you just said about wages, man. Thanks a lot. We'll be back in just a minute.